Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 15, 1804. If at first you don't succeed, staying overnight 18 miles downriver from the fort didn't net Captain Clark and his hunters much. In the morning, when they awoke, nothing. Captain Clark explains.
A cold, clear morning. Saw no buffalo. I concluded to return to the fort and hunt on each side of the river on our return, which we did without success. The snow fell 1.5 inches deep last night, wind north. On my return to the fort, found several chiefs there. Captain William Clark, December 15, 1804.
Among the hunters in Clark's party was Sergeant John Ordway of New Hampshire, who was second in command to the captains. Because he was one of a small band of the corps who could read and write, he was expected to keep his own journal of the expedition. His journal was lost and did not reemerge until 1916. From Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs' invaluable resource book, The Lewis and Clark Companion, we are privileged to hear this young man's thoughts as he approached his new assignment in the West. Here is an excerpt from a letter to his parents.
Honored parents, I now embrace this opportunity of writing to you once more to let you know where I am and where I am going. I am well, thank God, and in high spirits. I am now on an expedition to the westward with Captain Lewis and Captain Clark, who are appointed by the President of the United States to go on an expedition through the interior parts of North America. We are to ascend the Missouri River with a boat, as far as it is navigable, and then go by land to the Western Ocean, if nothing prevents. This party consists of 25 picked men from the Army and country. Likewise, I am so happy to be one of them picked men from the Army, and I and all the party are, if we return. Sergeant John Ordway, April 8, 1804.
Thus the Ballad of the Soldier goes on from generation to generation. Tomorrow, a letter from a British trader.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.